The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
When I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican. I only know one party, and it is freedom. I am a
Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of the Henry Raines Show here on News Talk 820 AM WWBA. CJ's in the house this Sunday, and we have been looking at not just world, national, but some of the state issues. We were just finishing that on the Bill McCollum lawsuit. And we've invited the captain, Matt Bruce, former firefighting captain and host of the nationally syndicated radio show, The Captain's America. You can find an affiliate near you at thecaptainsamerica.com. Don't put any punctuation in there except the .com, thecaptainsamerica.com. And he graciously invites me on a weekly basis to his show. You can hear that segment at my podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. And he has been sounding the alarm, if you will. Bad firefighting pun.
Is he a union member, by the way?
We'll ask him that in just a second. But he has been sounding the alarm on some bills that are working their way or perhaps stalled, hopefully stalled, in Tallahassee. And he alerted me, and I thought the best person to alert the audience would be him. And also, first of all, let me welcome. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. And CJ, I was at one time. I was a Teamster, and then the Teamsters became IAFF members.
You're the man.
All right. And, of course, you've served as a firefighter, first responder, et cetera.
He's a good guy.
Yes. And to set this up just a little bit, though, one of the things that I constantly say on this show, there are some strong policy position differences between people that call themselves progressive and people that call themselves conservative or Tea Party activists, but there's also things that common sense should bring you together on. You label yourself a common sense independent conservative, and I think, as I also know that you have served as an elected official before, it used to be that whether it's at the municipal level or the state level, you know, they have to balance their budget, they have to be practical, but it seems to me that the folks in Tallahassee right now are just doing nothing but shortcuts to deal with a budget problem that you really have to look at from top to bottom in the state of Florida if we're going to solve it. But please tell us about what is most troubling to you right now with some of these bills that are coming through.
Well, first of all, any state public employee that has a pension plan that's been negotiated contributes money, or has their money, rather, put into a fund called the Florida Retirement System. That's FRS for the abbreviation. Now, the FRS is totally paid by the employer, being in the state of Florida. It includes EMS, it includes firefighters, it includes police officers, it includes the guys you see on the side of the road with a shovel, state public workers and whatnot. And we've had a series of bills coming through which have been designed to find options to get money to balance the budget, which is what it's all been about so far. Now, the first bill that came out was a Senate bill, 1902, which was sponsored by our local Bradenton, Florida State Senator, Mike Bennett. Now, Mike Bennett last week had a sit-down meeting with a group of firefighters representatives, and he's been getting an onslaught of emails, telephone calls, and, oh, yes, I've been going after him on the radio, too, because they were trying to figure out ways to go into the pension fund and, if you will, for the lack of a better term, put in an IOU so they could use some of that money. Now, the latest version of the bill was filed as a committee amendment on April the 5th and is less harmful to those that are currently employed and more harmful to future firefighters. And, of course, there's going to be a compromise on this because it's passed it hasn't passed yet in the House. It has merely been sent over to the House. But as CJ would know, any bill can be brought back in the last 72 hours of the state legislative session, even if it hasn't been passed. Now, Senator Bennett intends to assign the Florida Office of Program Policy Analysis and Government Accountability to study municipal pensions over the summer and issue a report to the Senate. They're trying to figure out ways, and this is the short answer, they're trying to figure out ways to take money out of the pension fund and put it into the general fund. And by the way, would you like to know how the money gets into the trust fund for the pension?
Tell us.
It goes from the state to the general fund before it ever goes directly into the trust fund. We are one of the few states in the country that do that.
Yeah, well, don't they do this to a lot of programs, I support your movement 100%, but aren't they doing that to everything? I mean, isn't this part of this lopsided...
They're robbing all kinds of trust funds and endowments.
Remember, Republican Senator McKay at the time, the president of the Senate, was going against Jeb all the time about closing tax loopholes. Back in the day, I remember...
Yep.
Our tax loopholes were like $21 billion, and our revenue collected was $15 billion. You don't have to raise taxes. You just have to make everybody pay their fair share.
That's correct. And there's ways of working with the pensions to get them to operate a little bit more efficiently, if you
sure.
will. For example, let me give you an example. In New York State, as well as New York City, two of the areas that I'm very familiar with, they have what's called a tiered pension fund, which is done in levels. You know, the contributions go up after so many years of service. In Los Angeles, California, they have the same thing out there. They have actually several tiers. It's not just one level. They've got five or six levels out there.
I actually talked to a New York State teacher that was in the fourth tier because she was a relatively young teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder what is it that we can do to make things right. I mean, if you're responsible, say you're in the Senate or the House or you're the governor. And if Chris doesn't take the $4.5 billion money from Obama, and you know, we'd be bankrupt right now, many have told me. I mean, they're cutting Healthy Start completely. You know, we're talking money for babies. You know, we're pro-life, but we don't want to help the children that are pregnant. You know, I don't understand. Obviously, there's a crisis everywhere. Cap, you know what's going on. What would you do if you were the guru?
Well, I'm not the guru, but the first thing that I would do is I think we have a couple of things afoot here that we can work with.
All right.
Number one, we just had a new gambling deal, did we not?
Yes, it's not that much for education. It doesn't, you know, it's like 200-something million revenue a year. It's not that much.
I know, and that's astounding because remember, CJ, when the lottery was established, what was that money supposed to go for?
For education, and all they did was to, it went for education, but they took the money that was meant for education and spent it on other things.
That's correct. Now, would we want to create another lottery since we've already done the gambling? I don't know. I'm not a gambler. But I will tell you that we could, and I understand the Tampa Seminole Reservation is going to increase in size with the Las Vegas-style gambling, and they're going to include that as one of the travel spots, if you will. The travel agencies around the country are going to try to bring more tourists in here.
Right.
And because we are a tourist state and we do rely on tourist money, that perhaps is one way that could really help us. But when you look at the high-speed rail train, and that's another situation, how much money's going for that?
This is like $1 billion.
And we spent $600 million on the light rail track from CSX to qualify for the high-speed rail.
It's going to be a lot more than that.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
We could have probably found better ways to use that money, not necessarily on a high-speed train, but let's say like what everybody else does, a commuter train that stops, you know, like in Lakeland, Plant City, you know, picks up people and
we
brings
need to
them
go
back
to
and forth instead of going nonstop.
We need to do rail, and we've got to do it smart, obviously.
Right.
We're going to run out of time, Matt, and I know there's another bill that you want to make people aware of, too.
5701, Henry, 5701. That's the one that's going to take the health insurance subsidy away from the widows and the children and the disabled firefighters that can no longer work. That is a ridiculous circumstance because if you've got kids that can't afford to pay their insurance because their mom has been left without her loved one, it's going to absolutely be worse than as if you'd killed the mother and father both.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to representatives before, and the weird thing that they'll always tell you, I mean, the good ones will say, you know, don't try to look just at me and judge me by what I got passed in the legislature. You ought to judge me what wacko things I've kept from becoming law.
Right, you know, and Henry, I got one more bill quickly. It's SB 202. That's Sam Bravo 202. I don't know if you knew this, but Florida did not recognize a training event as a line of duty death in the EMS, firefighter, and police occupation. If you got hurt while training, it was not a line of duty death. So that's a law that's got to get passed and signed because then it'll put us in the correct mode.
All right. Let me just give people a heads up. I'm going to give a couple phone numbers out if this concerns you or if And we're going to give you some numbers for the governor, too, in the next segment. But if you're concerned about these bills, especially if you're a state worker or getting ready to retire or are retired, or if you're a first responder, some of these other ones, if you have kids or you're getting this health care subsidy, you need to do something about that. Okay, the number for Legislative Information Services in Tallahassee, 850-488-4371, 850-488-4371, and the toll-free number for Florida residents is 800-342-1827, 800-342-1827. If you missed it, call the studio line. We'll give it to you off the air. Captain, in your last minute or two here, go ahead and wrap it up for us. And tell us about the websites, too, so people can find the show.
Okay, well, first of all, Senate Bill SB 1902 is the first bill we talked about. The second one was HB, House Bill 5701. The third bill we just talked about that needs to be passed is Senate Bill 202, where Florida doesn't recognize a training event as a line of duty death, and we need to change that. And the other bill that did get passed that from the Senate that went over to the House is SB 2022, which is the contributory bill where state workers in the FRS plan will now be putting in a percentage into the plan to try to help things out. My website's thecaptainsamerica.com. You can hear me on the Phoenix Broadcasting Network. I'm up on Galaxy Satellite. You can go to thecaptainsamerica.com and find out all the different ways to hear me.
All right, Captain, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir, and keep up the good work. And by the way, CJ, great-looking Studebaker.
All right, thank you, Captain. On the other side of the break, we'll be speaking with Bud Childs of the Lawton Childs Foundation about this education reform bill and much more about state issues. You know, what was it, about a month ago that we started raising the alarm about this? I think it was the last show you were on about a month ago. And since then, we've gotten joined by some other people. Bubba the Love Sponge this week.
About the credit cards and the corruption? And
no,
the,
about what? The education reform.
Oh, your question. Okay. Well,
I just want to say to Bubba the Love Sponge, welcome to the party.
Well, Henry Raines.
More after the break
Leadership
on the Henry Raines
America.
Show.
This portion of the Henry Raines Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
Once it falls down, please don't cry. Rain turns the dirt into mud.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
You're sitting in traffic, knowing what's coming up next because it's the same thing every day.
Yes!
Flip it to 8:20 a.m. WWBA for the big show.
I like the morning show. Keep us laughing.
I laugh a lot.
Hi, it's Mike Reeves, your host, along with Roger Shulman, Shayna Lance, and JoJo Walker of the best morning show in town. Local and national news, lots of laughs, and unlike our direct competition...
The hosts are not allowed to fall asleep on the air.
The Big Show in the morning on News Talk 820 AM, WWBA.
I'm a carpenter.
An account executive.
A customer service representative.
I'm a truck driver.
A yoga instructor.
And I work hard to get more business.
To get new accounts.
To help my customers.
To be ahead of schedule.
To make my students comfortable.
So I work late.
Come in early.
Put in overtime.
Work weekends.
Skip lunch.
Make sure my clients are satisfied.
Know my customers' first names.
Deliver the best service.
Teach people to relax.
So that one day...
When it all comes together...
When my hard work pays off...
One day...
So one day...
I can build that little place by the water.
Go back to school for my graduate degree.
Finally see Italy.
Pay for my son's soccer camp.
Open my own studio.
Get a fishing boat.
Buy a new laptop.
Have real Italian pizza. Be my own boss.
We all work hard for something greater. But at Fifth Third Bank, we know every dream is unique. That's why we ask about yours. Stop by your local banking center and let's get to work on your dream today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, my name's Tom. I'm a construction superintendent. I'm looking to enhance my future, and that's where I was interested in Camtech. I've heard them on the radio, and Camtech is very well known. A lot of people at work have taken the class and successfully gotten their licenses due to Camtech.
Camtech School of Construction can help you prepare for the contractor's license exam. Call 1-800-875-PASS.
Camtech gives you more class time than anybody else, and their track record proves it. Over 90% of the folks that take the class pass the exam the first time.
In just a few weekends, you'll have the tools to move ahead. So call Camtech now at 1-800-875-PASS and save your place at a free informational seminar Wednesday, April 14th or Thursday, April 15th at 7 p.m. in Tampa at Embassy Suites, 555 Northwest Shore Boulevard.
Getting my contractor's license will open up many more doors for me. I'm really excited about my future now, thanks to Camtech.
Call 1-800-875-PASS or on the web at camtechschool.com.
Henry Rain Show here at News Talk AM 820. CJ in the house with me. We're looking at some of the ridiculous things that are going through Tallahassee. The list is so long, we'll probably have to pick up on another one next time around. We have said we were going to get to the education reform bill, SB6, that went to the House. I think it was like 2 a.m. Thursday morning it got passed. Much like the Senate passage, there were Republicans that broke rank with the party. Senator Dockery and three other Republicans moved over with the Democrats on this.
I was told that the Republican leadership has been threatened. If they don't go with this, there's going to be sanctions. You're going to lose a big, very strong positions in the House and Senate. I mean, there's a lot of pressure. Something's going on. Since Thrasher got elected, we got that Jeb Bush neoconservative crap back here in the state.
And they're in the House vote, 11 Republicans broke with the party, voted with the Democrats. I remember one in
Southwest
Florida.
Those are real heroes. Those are real heroes.
Was upset that the House leadership would not help pass any amendment to try and improve the bill.
Yes, they shut it all down.
Because they didn't want it to go back to the Senate, because as the interview last week and that was replayed last week, Senator Dockery said she knew at least five other Republicans that if they had their vote over again would vote against it, which would kill the bill. So this means it goes to Charlie Crist. After these sound bites, we're going to speak with Bud Childs of the Lawton Childs Foundation to get his thoughts. He's been walking the state trying to improve education for Florida students, and he'll give us his opinion on this bill. Let's go with this. We've got a couple samples from the media around the state. Charlie Crist has gotten a lot of television coverage over this the last couple of days. Let's hear a little excerpt.
I just want to know what they're going to do for special ed teachers.
Well, what are you going to do for special ed teachers?
Well, I'm looking at this bill because I've heard from a lot of special ed teachers. In fact, I heard from a dear friend of mine in St. Petersburg whose son is pretty severely handicapped, and he was concerned about how the teachers, his son's teachers, would be evaluated when it's, challenging to make progress.
Is that one of the reasons you'll most likely veto it, Governor? Is that one of the reasons you will most likely veto it at this point?
That's one of the greatest concerns I have about it. Well, I never committed to sign it. I said that I was favorably inclined to it, and I was. But, as with any legislation, by the time it gets to the governor's desk, changes happen along the way.
And what changes
happen? And more knowledge occurs. And, I'm a guy who keeps an open mind.
A specific change that occurred in the bill that really gave a red flag to you?
Well, the one I became aware of particularly relates to the special needs children.
He also goes on to mention, now this is top-down government at its worst. I thought conservatives were against top-down government. The 5% of the individual school district's mandate to go back to Tallahassee. Right now, with school districts all over the state struggling to fund and make their budget, you're going to kick back 5% to Tallahassee. We want to keep on. I see that Mike is standing by. Bud Childs is standing by. Well, the teachers and others are letting their individual representatives know about it. This, I believe, comes from Pensacola. It's at the bottom of the sound bites there.
Representative Dave Merzen of Escambia County voted yes for the bill.
Because I'm a teacher and I'm highly upset at your vote. Did you read the bill from top to bottom?
you read the Health Talk book. Then tell me this, how will PE teachers be comfortable?
This Florida physical education teacher isn't alone. Take a look at this sign and listen to this. Teachers accuse Representative Merzen of letting political pressure influence his vote.
I don't buy into the leadership made us do this thing. That's an excuse. If you don't support this bill, you should have pushed the no button. And there were Republicans that voted no with their conscience. I voted yes because I actually support what they're doing.
Man, this is huge. This is huge, Henry.
And in the background of this going on, and I apologize about keeping waiting. I want to get the whole thing set up here. Governor Crist, of course, is in this Senate race. His most recent report, $1.1 million raised compared to Marco Rubio's $3.6 million. So in political terms, it's falling off the cliff.
Yeah, but what does he have?
Well, what he has also had is a pledge from many of these teachers, and they are already handing out voter registration cards that if he vetoes this bill, they will the Democratic teachers will vote in the Republican primary, change their registration, and vote for him over Marco Rubio.
He's not, you know, they're not the only ones. Well, because that is, I'm telling you, that Marco Rubio is pariah, corrupt, and it's horrid, and we're killing our state.
Let's first of all say hi to our guest. Bud Childs of the Lawton Childs Foundation, lawtonchilds.org, worsttofirst.org. And, Bud, hang on. We've got extra time, more than I thought, for you on the other side. But I have this person waiting. Let me get him in. Mike is in Paris. Paris where? Mike? All right. Mike's dropped out. All right. Bud, tell us quickly before the break your thoughts on this bill, and we'll expand on the other side and find out about your walk around the state.
Well, I think it's a terrible bill. I want to say that I was proud of the teachers who came from all over the state to travel to Tallahassee and spend hours testifying against this bill. They actually know what is going on in education. And so, you know, it was compelling to me to hear them. I think it's disappointing to see that. I think a lot of them were very frustrated and disappointed that to see that they weren't very well listened to and that there was a script and that, you know, it followed along a vote that was preordained from the leadership. But nonetheless, we're definitely seeing a strong movement going on around the state, Henry, and that's pretty encouraging.
And, of course, you've been walking around the state trying to improve education. Briefly tell us about that. We're going to expand on both topics on the other side.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that's been really exciting for me is to As I get into small communities or large communities, there are terrific stories going on in education, both in pre-K, in K through 12, and after-school programs. You know, Floridians are stepping up, teachers are stepping up. I think one of the things that is so dismal about what's going on in Tallahassee is there's really no recognition with this whole leadership of what teachers are facing, what schools are facing. I mean, we don't have two-parent families as the main in urban schools anymore.
All right,
the idea that parents are all to blame, I mean, we might as well just throw that out because a lot of these kids don't have a parent at all, or right. They might have one
but
parent.
But we're going to get to it on the other side of the break. I'm sorry, I got to stop you. We have the hard news break at the bottom of the hour. Mike from Parrish, Florida. There's a big difference between Paris and Parrish. We'll get him on the other side of the break, too, and your calls at 866-977-4820. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show.
This portion of the Henry Raines Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their sixth year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
Genesis Communications, Tampa Bay.
News Talk, AM 820, WWBA.
The home of ABC News.
Republicans are promising a whale of a fight in midterm elections. If President Obama nominates a replacement for retiring Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, they consider too liberal, it'll be the president's second appointment to the high court.
Last summer, when David Souter retired and the president nominated Sonia Sotomayor, she was confirmed with bipartisan support. But now, after months of bitter debate over health care reform, bipartisanship of any kind has taken a beating.
ABC's Rachel Martin in Washington. Russia's transport ministry says investigators have started to decipher flight data from the aging Soviet-era jetliner that crashed trying to land in thick fog. Officials say Russian air traffic controllers had asked the crew of the plane carrying Poland's president to divert from the military airfield where they were trying to land. Iran's supreme leader is accusing President Obama of threatening Iran with nuclear weapons. The president exempted Iran from a pledge not to use nukes against countries that don't have them. The U.S. believes Iran is trying to build a bomb. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Henry Raines Show here on the Downhill on Newstalk AM 820 WWBA. CJ's in the house. Bud Childs, hopefully, Bud, as Be you're Bud standing guy. By. Can you go to the top of the hour, Bud?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to go ahead. Mike from Parrish, Florida, is with us. And Mike, Parrish is quite different from Paris, I imagine.
Just a little bit. But, hey, Bud, I just want to tell you, I love your restaurants, by the way. I freak out.
Oh, that's my brother. I'm glad you do. That's Ed Childs. But, yeah, shout out for the sandbar.
Yeah, and I do them all. Here's the thing. We're going to put this you know, onus on the teachers, you know, under the auspices that, you know, the great teachers will get paid more. What a crock. This is nothing but a slap in the face to the union, and that's all it is a slap in the face to the teachers union, because they vote Democrat by and large, all right? That's all they're worried about. If you're like me and like everybody else that's probably listening, teachers have had such an impact on our lives, it's unbelievable. And I've had the pleasure of teaching students myself, post high school, but I've had the pleasure of teaching students. And let's don't put it on the teachers. Come on, man. That's a crock. I'm so tired of hearing the teachers being blamed. Number one, the United States is still unbelievably way ahead of the rest of the world in terms of, technology.
Okay, Mike, we gotta get back to Bud.
okay,
thanks
Mike.
A lot, Mike. Bud, you know, I think that's a good point, but I think there's a whole lot more wrong with this. There's budgetary reasons this is wrong. There's requirements for high school diploma that are going to be put into place that I think are wrong. Can you speak to some of the other stuff too?
Yeah, let me just talk a minute about what's going on behind the curtain, though, because this is a continuation. I mean, this bill is a dramatic change in education in our state, one of the most dramatic changes that we've seen in the last 15 or 20 years. It came up, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? This is something Thrasher pulled out of his pocket and threw in minimal debate. Obviously, it's created a tremendous amount of controversy, but this is a continuation, Henry, of the last 10 years where it's all about let's focus on accountability. And now we're going to blame the teachers. And meanwhile, behind the curtain, what's going on is egregious slashing of funding, of support. And so, you know, to me, the debate is a charade. We shouldn't be having the debate about teachers. We should be having the debate about why, if the Republicans have been able to control the legislature and the governor's office for the last 10 years, we're not in better shape in education than we are now. Why do we have 40% of the kids that can't read at grade level? 100,000 kids a year don't graduate.
Well, you know, my question is why, you know, Thrasher comes from nowhere. I mean, obviously he's a Jeb Bush crony type. He comes in, has so much power and control. How does he have this power and control to ram this through? And shouldn't the R's get their way and destroy the state, and then we'll have a swing the other way?
Let's talk about that, too, because right now we have the most dramatic example, again, that we've seen in my lifetime of outrageous behavior on the part of the party and the leadership in the party. I mean, how can you talk about fiscal restraint? How can you talk about penalizing teachers when you're out spending $10,000 on a weekend in London
right.
on credit cards? I mean,
exactly.
It's corrupt. That's what we... say and not what we do. And we've seen this, and I think what we're finding around the state is that people are really tired of it, and we're seeing, I think, a very massive move toward people getting energized and realizing that whether they're Republicans or Democrats, you know, there's going to be a real wake-up call in November, I believe.
Mr. Childs, you've been pounding the drum for this since your dad walked across the state. I think he did the $100 limit on when he ran for governor on contributions, and we're seeing the opposite and the extreme opposite in the current party in power. I mean, are we going to get this kind of leadership here in Florida again? I mean, when are you going to come out and run, for crying out loud, or do something here? I mean, you're talking it. Let's make it happen.
He's walking.
No, but because really, truly, I mean, he's been out on this issue years ago and has been talking about this since the days of Jeb Bush, and we need leadership. And I think the Democratic Party is in need of strong leadership that goes back to the grassroots ideology that I think these guys are showing that doesn't exist.
Oh. Yeah, I really think that we're at a point where, you know, this is an old story, money and greed and power and how they go together. But I think it's a fairly new story at how drastically it's impacted the state of Florida. I mean, education, we're talking about that, and that's one of the key indicators, but it's there in health care, it's there in juvenile justice, it's there in jobs, it's there in foreclosures. I mean, our state is really, really hurting as a result of this power politics. And I think, again, I think people, you know, have to see it. They have to get it right in their face. They're seeing it. They're getting it in their face. They're seeing the impact of the money and the control and the PayPal politics. And I think, you know, we're going to see people, you know, vote against that kind of behavior.
But I want to get back to this bill, SB6, and why not just for teachers. It's a bad bill for students. It's a bad bill for school board budgeting. And
does this include vouchers in this bill, too?
Well, we'll ask him about that. And motivate people to let Charlie Crist know that this bill needs to be vetoed, because he certainly seems he's going to will respond to pressure. Talk, if you could, about this 5% mandate that gets kicked back to the Tallahassee, to this fund, in regards to how it's going to affect the local school districts.
Well, I mean, yes, it's another series, as I said, of unfunded mandates. Of what's going on really is the state is decreasing steadily and fairly dramatically its share of the education budget. You know, as we talked about, Henry, that's gone from 64 cents on the dollar to 42 cents in the last 10 years. Now, the 5% is another factor in that it's going back, and what's going to have to happen is that local districts are going to have to increase ad valorem taxes yet again, because of the fact that the state is not living up to its constitutional responsibility to fund education.
All right, and then also there's this mandate in the bill, or rather not a mandate, but a requirement to get a high school diploma in the state of Florida, that you're going to require students to get passing in geometry, algebra 2, chemistry, biology, physics, another rigorous science course. And you've talked to educators all around the state on your walk. If we want to get better educated students, is this the right way to go about doing it? And is this really right for all students?
You know, it's horribly wrong. I think, you know, the key to successful education is innovation. And innovation occurs with factors that are determined locally. You know, for the state to have taken the degree of accountability they've taken without funding at the FCAT, and now this further move with Senate Bill 6 to take more and more of the accountability and say some strict measure of how teachers are going to be held accountable, even to the point where their advanced degrees don't matter, even to the point where their experience doesn't matter. What it does is it completely ignores the fact that real education is going to occur at the local level when we get local people empowered, local school boards and local community leaders to decide in Polk County or in Hillsborough County. You know, you've got tens of thousands of kids that aren't graduating. Well, we need more vocational programs. We need more internet programs to get the kids excited. We need more arts programs. We don't need just a particular formula. Again, we've got 110,000 kids that are not graduating now. None of this is going to change. It's only going to get worse under this Senate Bill 6.
If you'd like to talk to Bud Childs of the Lawton Childs Foundation, 866-977-4820.
866-977-4820.
CJ.
My oldest daughter, Laura, goes to USF Theater, and she does this musical theater. And her singing coach, who does also theater, is a teacher in Hillsborough County and teaches music. And what she told her was that she's being forced or will be forced to teach non-music so that the students can pass this test rather than her teach music to the children that want to learn music. You hear what I'm saying here?
Right.
They're forcing, their concern is they're going to force them to really just teach to the test and not teach music, which is what they're supposed to be there for.
If they even can afford to keep the music teacher, like that.
Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous. I just don't understand why everybody is so quiet and why the R's in Tallahassee are just overwhelmingly just
marching in step. If you see some of the pictures around the state, the teachers certainly aren't quiet.
What do you think? Do you think Charlie Crist, who was Secretary of Education back in the day, who didn't do a whole lot of Secretary of Education, do you think the political times are changed where he may, because he's a shrewd politician, do what's necessary?
And veto?
Yes.
I think there's a good chance that he will veto it, but I don't think it's because he understands the bill, number one, or I don't think it's because he is necessarily siding with the teachers. I think it's
political reality.
Because it's good for Charlie.
Yeah.
But, hey, nonetheless, veto, Charlie. Get your veto pin out and veto. More power to you.
We have the phone numbers for people that want to let the governor know in the email. The Executive Office of the Governor's Switchboard. And we'll give you this a couple more times before we leave. 850-488-7146. 850-488-7146. If you'd like to fax Charlie, the fax number, 850-487-0801. That's 850-487-0801. And finally, if you want to email the governor, it's charlie.com. Crist@myflorida.com. Charlie.Crist@myflorida.com. All right, we're speaking with Bud Childs of the Lawton Childs Foundation, and the websites of interest are LawtonChilds.org and WorstToFirst.org. Bud, we're going to have just a minute or two before the break. We'll continue on the other side, taking phone calls at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. But quickly, where have you been and where have you going? Where are you going on the walk?
I was just in Sarasota County and had a terrific day there, getting the chance to spend some time at a really high-quality daycare and also at Girls Inc., which is a self-esteem program for kids that are really having troubled youth, parents in prison and all kinds of problems there, but just doing an extraordinary job of building up young women. So I continue to be very encouraged, Henry, by what's going on by people and communities around the state. And the whole message is, let's fund what's working locally. Let's get more accountability and let's get more people engaged and really understanding how, by supporting community, we can keep the state from becoming a crowd.
Where's your next destination?
I'm going to Bradenton. I'll be in Bradenton on the 22nd, and then I'll be making a quick tour across the I-4 corridor after that. I'll be in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Orlando on the 24th.
You know what you're doing on the 22nd, or where you're going in on the 22nd, so we can be out there to support you?
You know where you're walking?
I don't have my schedule yet, but I will have it in the next – I'll probably have it by Tuesday, and so I can get it out to you so you can get it on your website and maybe talk about it next week.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'll be the day before.
That'll work.
Yeah.
By the way, I could stand to walk a few pounds off.
A lot of pounds.
Come out and walk with me. That'd be great.
All right, well,
a few pounds.
We will follow up on that. And we're going to have more with Bud Childs and welcome your calls about the state, the education, some of the things going on in Tallahassee at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. You're listening to The Henry Rain Show.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys, they'll come to you.
Log on to NewsTalk820.com. People
running. If you've been hurt in an accident and you've been contemplating talking to an attorney to see what rights you have, consider a few things. If you were hurt in an accident a few years ago, can you still make a claim? there's a statute of limitations on making personal injury claims. That means that if you wait too long, you may not be entitled to anything, so be advised. Secondly, will an attorney or law firm charge you a fee or cost regardless of the outcome of your case? Some will charge you costs even if they lose, so be advised. Hi, I'm C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been representing accident victims, and we've been doing it for free. At Zaya & Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do, and if we don't win, we'll do it for free. At Zaya & Gallagher, we charge you nothing. That's no fees or costs unless we win. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
Hey, you bored going to work listening to the same thing every day on the other stations?
You betcha.
Wake up with The Big Show.
They're awesome, bro.
I love The Morning Show. It is so funny. I laugh out loud in my car.
Hi, it's Mike Reeves, host of The Big Show, the only show on the AM band that doesn't spend the entire time bashing politicians.
Unless they really need it.
One thing we do every morning is take your phone calls at 866-977-4820.
866-977-4820.
The Big Show in the morning on News Talk 820 AM, WWBA.
All right, a few people out there might think I'm starting to sound like a broken record. Oh, here's the gecko again, they'll say. Come to tell us how we can save hundreds on car insurance by switching to Geico. Well, of course, that's exactly what I'm going to say. I suppose I could talk about the weather, but really, wouldn't you rather hear how 15 minutes could save you 15% or more? Exactly. And that's why I'll keep on repeatedly repeating myself.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, my name's Tom. I'm a construction superintendent. I'm looking to enhance my future, and that's where I was interested in Camtech. I've heard them on the radio, and Camtech is very well known. A lot of people at work have taken the class and successfully gotten their licenses due to Camtech.
Camtech School of Construction can help you prepare for the contractor's license exam. Call 1-800-875-PASS.
Camtech gives you more class time than anybody else, and their track record proves it. Over 90% of the folks that take the class pass the exam the first time.
In just a few weekends, you'll have the tools to move ahead. So call Camtech now at 1-800-875-PASS and save your place at a free informational seminar Wednesday, April 14th or Thursday, April 15th at 7 p.m. in Tampa at Embassy Suites, 555 Northwest Shore Boulevard.
Getting my contractor's license will open up many more doors for me. I'm really excited about my future now, thanks to Camtech.
Call 1-800-875-PASS or on the web at camtechschool.com.
Henry Rain Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. A couple loose ends here before we go back to Bud Childs and pick up Trent's call in Bradenton. I want to remind you the website for the live audio stream and the live webcam. That's newstalk820.com, newstalk820.com. If you want to get archives of the show, and this show will be up a little bit later today, or listen to previous shows, it's henryrainsshow.podomatic.com, henryrainsshow.podomatic.com. It also has the weekly segment I do on the Captain's America radio show, heard on 78 stations around the country and beyond. And also want to remind you, americanam.podomatic.com. I put these shows up there, but there is scores of old shows from the previous incarnation at another radio station that you might want to check out. Bud Childs is on the line with us of the Lawton Childs Foundation, LawtonChilds.org, worsttofirst.org, and in case you hadn't noticed the coincidence of Lawton Childs, he is the son of the former senator and governor of the state of Florida. Let's go to Trent in Bradenton.
Hi, Henry. CJ, one thing I was curious about, I didn't hear Bud answer about his political ambitions and whether or not he'll be stepping into the ring to offer some leadership on this and other issues.
Direct question there, Mr. Chow.
You know, that is a question, and let me just be honest with you, that's a question that I have been thinking about, you know, day to day as I've been really out on the road and around the state. And I honestly have kind of hoped that I would see the Democratic standard bearer for governor and particularly pick up the mantle on this and talk passionately about these issues that just have to change in Florida. And it's growing more and more frustrating to me day by day. So I feel like I've been able to make a significant impact as a non-candidate. But I think that's a decision that I really have to, that I'm really going to have to deal with before the filing deadline here. So
when's the filing deadline?
Stay tuned on that.
That's April 30th, June. Isn't it?
No, it's in June.
Okay. Whoa. We got to stay tuned here, Trent. Hold on. Now, Charlie Crist was interviewed on Fox News, and I guess it's not surprising Fox News might not have something right, but I've also read in the St. Pete Times that
it's a federal candidate. It's a federal. Remember, this. Mr. Charles is talking about running for a
state. That he can't do a Joe Lieberman and lose in the primary and then
I think
file as an independent.
There's different dates for different candidacies. Is that correct, Mr. Charles? I mean, a federal versus state.
Yeah, I think
so
the filing date for the state for, like, governor's race is sometime in June.
Yeah. There's different dates, I know that.
But that really would put you behind in fundraising.
He doesn't intend to raise a lot of money.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the whole point, I think, you know. What we've been talking about in education, let me just speak to that a second, how the money affects that, because the fact that we've got this huge amount of money coming into leadership funds from the oil industry, from the insurance industry, from the banking industry, from the gambling industry, it really makes the education debate, the people, the citizens, the families, that this is a critical issue for them. Their children's health care, their children's education, criminal justice, safety in their communities. Those issues are virtually ignored in Tallahassee because of the funding game. So to me, unless we get at that, we're not going to get at the heart of these issues that we're talking about. That's what it would be all about. If I became a candidate, it would be all about trying to demonstrate that, you know, somebody can be elected without going out and, you know, selling their soul to the corporate world.
Trent, do you have a follow-up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can say with Bud, with your family name recognition, with the track record that your dad and your family have compiled in going out and representing and seeking justice through our system, through the law, you know, I think your candidacy has the kind of populist underpinning that can really take back some of the power from the corporations that are polluting our system. I would love to see it. I think it's important. I know it's a very difficult decision to make. I'm sure stepping into the public arena is a very difficult personal decision, but if justice is what, and clearly it is, seems to be what you're devoting a great deal of your time to try and achieve, you're in a unique position in Florida to help Floridians. And, you know, I, as a person who admires your family, as a registered voter, as a Democrat, as somebody who listens to and follows politics, would support you, and I know that I'm not alone in that.
All right, Trent, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You know, the only thing that I want to ask you, Mr. Charles, is that I know you're talking about Alex Sink, I imagine. She's concerned, I'm sure, about having a challenge in the primary. If you remember, I think her husband was challenged by Janet Reno, if my memory goes back. And I think they believe a little bit that was a little problematic for his eventual run against a strong Republican at that time, Jeb Bush. And now we're talking about, looks like, McCollum. Is there any chance of working with Alex Sink as an education czar or something like that, or is it going to have to be a direct challenge against her?
I don't know, and I'm not here telling you today that I can make that decision. All I know is that, you know, deep down in my guts, I believe that Floridians need a voice again. They need somebody that can help to lead them to have a voice and to believe that their voice matters in Tallahassee, and that their government belongs to them, and it needs to be wrestled back from the moneyed interests that have taken it over. And the fact is that that's not being talked about. That's not happening. I think that there's a lot of teachers, not just teachers out there, but their parents, their individuals, or people that houses are being foreclosed on. Then they feel like they've got zero voice. They just are cynical about the government, and they've got good reason to be cynical, because every day they're reading this kind of nonsense of what's going on. And so those are my convictions, and those are my feelings. And months have gone by here. I think I've been out there talking about this and being very patient, hoping that this message will resonate at the highest levels of our party and in our leaders. And so far, it's not.
I know you've been talking about it so much on this show over the last year plus that they probably audience probably thinks you're one of the rotating co-hosts. So let me shift to another issue here in the last couple minutes we have here. Attorney General Bill McCollum, the presumptive Republican gubernatorial candidate, our current attorney general, has brought this lawsuit along with several other attorney generals around the U.S. to try and overturn the health care bill that was recently passed. I'd like you to comment on both the concept of this. I'd like you to comment on the idea that this person who wants to be our governor gave a no-bid contract to his old law firm to be the consultants on this lawsuit. And finally, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the bill itself has the option for states to create their own plan without an individual mandate. And if we have time, I'd like you to tell me if you think Florida should just create their own system.
Well, let me just say that I think that it's political theater. It's grandstanding on Bill McCollum's part. You're not going to tell the Congress of the United States that they can't pass a health care bill that affects 30 million Americans when health care is in a crisis. And certainly the Supreme Court is not going to interfere in the right of the Congress to assist people with health care. So, and Bill McCollum knows that. You know, this is the same guy that, as you know, was just in Miami a couple weeks ago in federal court. And again, this is something I'm embarrassed that, you know, we've got an attorney general that would take this lawsuit and spend money with his law partners. Obviously, somebody's going to make money on that. I'm embarrassed that the attorney general of Florida is in a lawsuit against the federal government trying to keep kids from getting enough Medicare reimbursements to stay out of the emergency room. What is the solution? The solution is the same old, which is that the kids can go to the emergency room and get care. That's investing in failure. You know, remedial education, emergency rooms, you know, prisons. This group is very good at investing in failure. But you know, Bill McCollum should be ashamed that he's taken that position.
We've been speaking with Bud Childs of the Lawton Childs Foundation. You can find out more about the foundation at lawtonchilds.org. You can find out about the walk around the state to bring our education from worst to first at worsttofirst.org. He'll be in Bradenton on the 22nd, so we'll try and update you next Sunday on that. I'm going to have to get some new walking shoes. And
Well, it'll be a positive thing for you, Henry, if you show up and walk with him.
Yes, well, hopefully Walmart's got a new selection. Anyway, but thanks again so much for joining us.
Hey, great to be with you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Nice. All right, thanks to CJ.
Visionary.
Thanks to Nick. Thanks to the Captain, Matt Bruce, CaptainsAmerica.com. We'll be back next Sunday with another edition of the Henry Rain Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA.